heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you.
That's Adele. Someone like you on a Saturday morning, living with the dark. I'll be right back.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best.
Yeah, that was Adele. She has a nice, beautiful voice. Well, you know, today I want to talk a little bit about myocardial infarction. That's the medical terminology, but we really mean a heart attack. And, you know, long ago, you know, keep changing things as we move along. That's what technology is about. Excuse me, don't know what happened there, but It used to be, the first used to be a massive heart attack and a small one. Yeah, so you get a big one or you get a small one. And then they come up with these type of nomenclature. ST elevation myocardial infarction and non-ST elevation myocardial infarction, where you come in and you got to get fixed up right there. It's such a big one, a big clot in that artery around the heart, that the doctor got to go in there and fix you either with a stent or medicines or thrombolytics, whatever, to break the clot up. And the other one where you just watch you and observe you, non-ST they say, and you know, you observe you for a few days, 4 or 5 days in the hospital, and then you go home on medicines. But then they come out now, there's some new classification. There are 5 types of myocardial infarction. And you know, by knowing this, it'll help us to decrease the amount of people who die from this thing. Because not every heart attack is a heart attack, or is a serious one, or is not so much a serious one. So they have 5 classifications, and we're going to talk about them today. They just recently come up with this classification criteria, because they find out some people getting these heart attacks and just dying, and you want to know another guy come and he get a heart attack and he walks away. So the doctors did some studies, and the first type is the one where you just simply have a blood clot over plaque in an artery. You got 3 arteries around your heart, and one of them, for some reason, the plaque breaks, whether you're under stress or whether some type of dysfunction or whether there's imbalance of something, and the clot forms on that crack, and boom, that's a heart attack right there. That's the type one, where we got to go in there, guys, and just fix that. That's type one. But you know, the funny thing about this, and we'll talk more about it later on in the program, is that this type one is not the most lethal. No. And I'm really happy the way the cardiologists, the way they're going. Because now we can separate stuff when you come in the front line. Brianna. Love, that's one of our girls, man. And she raised the pigeon flag real high. You know? Everywhere she goes. Love in the brain, guys. And we'll be right back.
What you want from me?
And try to buy your pretty heart with a price too high. Baby, you got me like gold. You love when I fall apart.
Fall apart.
So you can put me together and throw me against the wall.
Just to get close to you, could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste.
Cursing my name.
No matter what I do.
to get close to you. Could we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste.
That's Rihanna right there. You know, death or death and its sting. Can't wait for the day when we can say, oh, death, where is thy sting? But when you think about heart attack, guys, you think about myocardial infarction. That's what you think about. But this type 1 we talked about, where you just have a clot in the artery around the heart, the mortality is not as high as some other types. Because we got evidence-based treatment for this thing. It's clearly recommended. You get it, you had to get it fixed right there, and you're placed on medicines that would prevent this stuff from happening again, like statins, and bring your cholesterol down. Doctor's going to give you blood thinners with an aspirin or Plavix or one of those things, Pedaxa, all of those things to prevent this stuff from happening again, because we know clearly what the treatment is. That's the first, type one. But you remember, life is just about supply and demand. You give something, you get something. And the whole mechanics of the body is blood flow going to different type of organs, and the amount of blood coming to that organ is based on what the organ needs. This complex machine we have here is amazing, all the interplay of hormones and neurotransmitters and all of these things that, in other words, you wouldn't get more oxygen and nutrients to your heart than you need. Exactly what you need, the machine just dilates. In other words, you got these vasodilators and vasopressors, and you got the constrictors and so forth that play a balance. So the brain is like this awesome piece of, oh, machine at the top there, just watching over everything, just to make sure you just get the amount you need. But then sometimes the amount you need, you cannot get it. And that's where the problems start to happen. When you have a dysfunction of systems, you'll find that, like, for instance, let's say high blood pressure causes your heart to get stiff, get thick and stiff, so it can't really push the amount of blood needed in the kidneys or the brain or itself. Because you remember, the heart always take care of itself first. The first artery that comes off of that big aorta is the coronary artery. So the heart says, listen, I take blood first, then you go brain, kidney, and all those type of things. So it means that when you have a dysfunction, whether it's high blood pressure, whether it's some type of tachycardia, where you have this system, you know, you're in this job and your boss always stressing you out, and your heart rate always high. It's supposed to be between 60 and 100. And your heart rate is always doing 115 and stuff like that. What do you think is happening there? Overwork, increased catecholamines. And that's a big demand sometimes now. The supply demand chain is interrupted. You see, when that happens, when the heart cannot supply the demands, you could have a heart attack from that. That's the bad one. That's the one where you don't have a clear, defined, evidence-based treatment for this stuff. And that is why a lot of patients come in. We doctors, we miss this stuff. We miss this imbalance, which carries a higher mortality than the clearly type 1 that I spoke about earlier.
If I
remember seeing this movie, man. Whitney. I'll always love you. Guys, I'm coming back. Type 3, 4, 5. Before we wrap up.
So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
Whitney right there. Listen, we said type 1 was clear and defined. Type 2, more complex because you have a supply-demand type of problem. The amount of oxygen going to the heart and nutrients and amount of oxygen's sending out. Nutrients it's sending out to the tissues. There's a mismatch, an imbalance. Supply and demand is interrupted. Those type of heart attacks in those conditions are very, because of the gray area, a lot of people die. So this program today is not only for you, my love patients and friends and radio listeners out there. This is for the doctors too. Guys, my colleagues, listen, this thing is serious stuff. When you see the troponin levels are high, troponin, IRT, are markers of myocardial type of damage or injury, or heart injury or damage. You need to really pay close attention to all these other stuff, whether it's diabetes, high blood pressure, whether it's some type of sepsis going on, all kind of those people, the mortality, very, very high. And I know a lot of doctors, including all of us, actually, sometimes we see a little bit of spill of these markers, troponins in the blood, and we don't take it lightly. Every high troponin should be taken lightly. Shouldn't be. Yes, people blame it, and yes, you got some renal insufficiency or kidney dysfunction, so it's not cleared properly. But you remember troponin INT, man, from heart muscle, period. And it's hanging out. It could be a mismatch. Supply-demand chain, the amount of oxygen and nutrients are imbalanced. You got a problem because these patients, you lose them quickly. Type 3, you have major surgery, going in for major surgery. Those patients are very much at risk. And they have a heart attack, and under those conditions, with all the collateral stuff happening in your body, the mortality is very high. We talk about a high output state, people who've got thyroid disease and so forth. It causes your heart to be working much more. It's like you got a brand new car, man. You keep driving that car every day and going top speed, 150, 130, 110 every day. It'll break down on you. That's how it is. More you use it, the more you lose it, right? So my point is that those high output states, heart attack, they can get heart attacks from that too. And then lastly, type 5, vasospasm. We call it coronary vasospasm, where you just have endothelial dysfunction, the inside of your arteries, and the heart just squeezes down on you, and you get this, suddenly you get decreased blood flow to the heart, and heart attack. That's why sometimes people get heart attack and you do an angiogram on them, or you do the test to see where the blockage is, and it's normal. Vasospasm. So type 1, type 2 is the one where you got the imbalance of stuff and all kind of illness going on to the other side. Type 3 is the major surgery. Type 4, troponin is high because of this higher output of catecholamines, which increases the rate of your heart. And type 5, of course, spasm of the arteries around the heart. All of those things. We see we look at type 1 only. So as doctors, I want us all to sit down. The studies just came out. And when these things happen, you don't have to be a cardiologist. The GPs, OBGYN, ENT, doesn't matter what your specialty. The lab results come back and you see troponins up there increase. You should get it investigated because, you know, lose patients and the rate of death from myocardial infarction is approaching 2/3 here, as opposed to 1/3 internationally. So we all, doctors together, need to come together to decrease this mortality rate. Boy, I think I'm about to go today. Wiz Khalifa. So it's Saturday. And I'm done. I hope you have a good day. And Evans, I just lost Evans last night. I got called. Nice gentleman that comb his hair all the time. Rest in peace, Evans. Heart attack again. Guy, this thing is serious. Go to bed and you don't wake up. It's not easy. Sometimes it's not you, but it's mommy, daddy, brother, sister, somebody. So, look at your risk factors, high blood pressure, diabetes, smoking history, all of that type of stuff. High cholesterol, sedentary lifestyle, alcohol causing your heart to be enlarged and causing that imbalance of oxygen supply and demand. May you have a good day. Dr. Albert Sparman, as I said, and I always say, until we meet again.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Let me tell you.
When I see you again.
Your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone.
Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way, yeah. Hold every memory as you go, and every road you take. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you.